Title: Using Silence as Part of Composition Advanced, DNB in Ableton Live. All right, let's talk about the most underrated weapon in drum and bass composition: silence. And I don't mean the track stops because you ran out of ideas. I mean intentional negative space that creates impact, groove, tension, and clarity. In advanced DNB, a lot of what feels huge is actually what's missing at exactly the right moment. Today you're going to build a 16 to 32 bar rolling drop section in Ableton Live where silence is doing real compositional work. You'll use micro silence for punch, bar level dropouts for tension, frequency specific silence so the groove keeps moving, and you'll learn how to control reverb and delay tails so your gaps feel aggressive and professional instead of messy. Let's set this up fast. Set your tempo between 172 and 176. I'm going to sit at 174. Make a few tracks: drums, bass, music or atmos, and effects. Then make two return tracks. Return A is a short reverb. Keep it tight. Decay around half a second. Pre-delay maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds. And high pass that return so it's not muddy, somewhere like 250 to 400 Hz. Return B is a dub delay. Use echo if you have it, or delay. Try an eighth note, a quarter note, or a dotted eighth for movement. Feedback around 20 to 35%, and filter it. High pass around 200 to 400, low pass around 4 to 8K. Then if you want it to sit in the mix, add a little saturator after the delay so it has weight without having to turn it up. Cool! Now we're going to start where silence becomes instantly audible. Drum punch. Step 1 is micro silence for transient impact. This is the let the hit breathe move. You're not changing the pattern. You're creating tiny pockets of air so the ear perceives the transient as bigger, like the snare is jumping out of the speakers. If you're using an audio loop, drop it on an audio track and consolidate a 2-bar region so it's one solid clip. Turn warp on and try beats mode. Preserve transients and set the envelope fairly tight, around 10 to 30%. Now here's the main trick. Create a micro gap right before key hits. Start small, 5 to 20 milliseconds of silence right before the snare, especially on 2 and 4. That tiny pre-hit gap is one of those DNB cheat codes, because it increases perceived loudness without adding EQ or limiting. Teacher note, micro silence doesn't have to be only pre-hit, you can do post-hit too. If your snare tail or ride wash is blurring the groove, shorten it right after the hit. That kind of post-hit gap makes ghost notes and fast percussion read clearer. Pre-hit is about punch, post-hit is about cleanliness and speed. If you're working in drum rock with MIDI, do it more compositionally. You can remove one or two hat hits right before the snare, and suddenly the snare feels wider and louder even at the same level. If you've got noisy hat layers, you can also put a gate on a hat bus, so it only opens on actual hat hits and doesn't smear into the space you're trying to create. One important mindset here: think in breath shapes, not just mutes. Sometimes the best silence is a quick ramp down into the gap and a snap back out. In Ableton, draw automation curves instead of only using hard steps. When it feels like an inhale, the listener accepts it as intention. Next, their luck moment. This is that one beat of near silence before the drop, or before a switch up. The track basically inhales, and then the drop feels twice as heavy. Go to arrangement view and find the bar right before your drop. A classic move is to cut on beat 4 of that last bar. Mute drums and bass for one beat, or even half a bar if you want it dramatic. But don't leave it totally dead unless you want a full stop. Keep a tiny element, maybe a reversed cymbal tail, a short vocal chop, or a noise sweep. Here's how to make it sound professional instead of empty. Do a tail hang right before the silence. Hit something like a snare or a stab and automate it send to your short reverb up for just that hit. Then hard cut the dry source so you only hear the reverb tail hanging in the gap. And if you want it to feel extra controlled, use utility. You can automate utility on a pre-master group or even the master for that one beat. Either pull the gain down to silence, or do a width trick. Pull width to 0% for a moment so it feels like the room collapses into mono, then snap back to full width on the drop. Subtle is key. In DNB, tight usually wins over flashy. Quick coach warning: keep the grid honest. If you make a dropout and suddenly the downbeat feels late, it's not always the drum's fault. It's your ear losing the timekeeper. Sometimes you need to keep a tiny shaker, ghost hat, or room tone to hold the pulse. Or you might need to nudge remaining elements with track, delay, or a tiny clip adjustment so the pocket stays stable. Now let's get into frequency-specific silence. This is advanced because you're not removing everything. You're muting only a band, so the momentum continues but the energy shifts. First variation. Kill the low end for one bar, put an auto filter on your bass group or a pre-master, set it to high pass, steep slope, 24 or 48 dB. Your normal cutoff might live around 30 to 60 Hz depending on your sub, but for the low silence moment, automate that cutoff up to around 180 to 300 Hz for one bar. What happens is the groove keeps rolling, but the body disappears. Then when the sub returns, it's like a punch in the chest. Optional move, add a little resonance, like 5 to 15%, not to make it whistly, just to add a pressure tone so the missing lows feels intentional and tense instead of just thin. Second variation. Drop the hats without losing forward motion. Group your hats and shakers. Automate utility gain down to silence for 2 beats every 8 bars, or even just for beat 4 of a bar right before a snare accent. Keep some ghost percussion very low, like a quiet shuffle, so it feels like hierarchy rather than an accidental mute. Silence isn't binary. It's what you choose to feature. Now compositional silence. Call and response bass phrasing. A rolling reese that never stops becomes wallpaper. Silence turns it into a conversation. Make a 2 or 4 bar bass phrase. In bar 1, let speak. Busy rhythm, movement, grit. In bar 2, leave space. For example, rests on beats 3 and 4, or a big hole right after a signature hit. Then let the drums and atmosphere answer. You can fill that gap with a short stab, a noise sweep, or literally nothing but drums and a tiny room tone. The key is that the gap suggests the next hit, like punctuation, a comma, a question mark. If you want a solid Ableton chain for a rolling reese, wave eatable or operator, then saturator with soft clip, then auto filter for movement, then a compressor sidechained from the kick, then utility to manage mono compatibility. Sidechain starting points. Ratio around 4 to 1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds, and set the threshold for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Tune the release to the groove. That's where the bounce lives. And here's the payoff. Once sidechain is grooving, removing the bass for a beat makes the kick and snare feel enormous. The silence isn't just absence. It's contrast. Next, we're going to use silence as editing. Cutting reverb and delay tails for aggression. This is where a lot of heavy DNB gets that slam the door vibe. Put echo or reverb on a return, and then put a utility after it on the return channel itself. After a big hit or fill, automate the utility gain from 0 to minus infinity instantly, so the ambience just stops. That's a controlled, deliberate cut. And if you're worried about clicks or harshness, you have 2 clean options. 1. Add a tiny fade by ramping the utility down over a few milliseconds instead of an instant step. Or 2. Use a gate on the return keyed by the dry signal. Fast attack, a hold long enough to feel natural, short release. That gives you musical tail stopping without chaos. Now let's map this into an actual drop arrangement so it's not random. Here's a practical 16-bar blueprint. Bars 1 through 4. Full groove. Let the listener lock in. You can still do micro silence before snares, but no dramatic cuts yet. Bar 5. Remove hats for beat 4. That sets up the next snare to feel like it got bigger, even if you didn't change its level. Bar 6. Remove the bass for 1 beat, like beat 3. It feels like a question mark. The groove keeps going, and the brain leans forward. Bar 8. Do a half bar low cut on the bass using your auto filter high pass up to around 250. That creates a hollow pocket, then the sub comes back. Bars 9 through 12. Bring it back and add small variations. Maybe a different bass ending, or a slightly different drum ghost pattern. Not chaos, just evolution. Bar 13. Do the airlock. 1 beat of near silence. Keep only a reversed cymbal tail or an FX-only throw. Bars 14 through 16. Heaviest version. Extra percussion. Maybe an extra distortion layer. But still include one more short dropout, like a 2-beat tops mute, to avoid fatigue. Remember, if it's dense all the time, your ear acclimates and the drop feels smaller. Now some advanced variation ideas you can try once the basic map works. Try ghost grid silencing. Pick hats or a mid-bass layer and remove it in a repeating odd pattern, like every 3rd-8th note for 1 bar. It creates that missing tooth tension without screaming look, I did a dropout. Try polyrhythmic mute lengths. For example, hats drop for 5/16ths every 2 bars, bass drops for 3/8ths every 4 bars. They won't line up the same way each time, so the loop feels like it's evolving while still repeating. Try silence throws. Instead of leaving the hole empty, cut the dry sound and send one hit into the delay or reverb so only the effect fills the gap. Use it sparingly, like one throw every 4 to 8 bars, and it instantly sounds premium. And for a seriously pro spatial trick, mid-side negative space. For one beat, reduce the sides so the center stays, or vice versa. When full width returns, it feels wider than it actually is. One more sound design extra that's surprisingly powerful: a controlled noise floor. Add a very low-level vinyl or air noise layer. High pass it so it's not muddy, and sidechain it to the kick and snare. When you create gaps, that tiny noise bed tells the ear the space is intentional. When the drums hit, it ducks out of the way. Your silence becomes audible as depth. Let's hit common mistakes so you can avoid the classic pitfalls. First, too much silence too often. If every two bars has a dramatic cut, the drop loses authority. Silence is strongest when it's earned. Second, cutting the wrong elements. If you remove the snare on 2 and 4 without a replacement, you can break the spine of DNB. Do it only if you have a clear alternate anchor. Third, uncontrolled tails. Silence doesn't work if your reverbs and delays are washing through everything. High pass your returns and automate deliberately. Fourth, clicks and pops. Hard cuts on audio need tiny fades, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, or cut at zero crossings. And fifth, silence without implication. A gap should point to the next hit. If it doesn't increase anticipation, it's just empty space. Now a quick 15-minute practice that will level you up fast. Pick a 2-bar drum loop and a 2-bar bass loop. Make 3 versions of the same 8-bar drop. Version A, no intentional silence. Bassline. Version B, micro silence before the snare, 5 to 20 milliseconds, plus remove hats for 2 beats every 4 bars. Version C, add a 1-beat airlock before bar 1 or before bar 5, plus a 1-bar low cut on bass at bar 6. Then do the important part, a slash bead at matched loudness. Put a limiter temporarily on the master just to prevent peaks from fooling you, and level match. Ask yourself which version feels louder and more menacing at the same peak level. This audio version is shortened for playback.